It's been such a pleasure to be with the team. I want to acknowledge again the leadership gifts that are in James and Stephanie. Leadership has largely been defined in our culture by Hollywood and by the business model, and that is they're simply not the values of the kingdom. And to be able to be part of a team that is led by a leader, by leaders who were not interested in self-presentation or self-aggrandizement. This wasn't about James and Stephanie at all. It was completely focused on what the goals of the point of the ministry, which was the blessing of those that we'd come to honor and bless. And I just want to acknowledge again, James, you walk in a leadership gift that is contrary to the culture. And I am so blessed that you walk according to the voice of the Lord, the word of the Lord, and have nothing to do with buying in to what the world has dictated that leadership is. Jesus' intent is to redefine things in his terms, and you two do that. So just bless you. The word out of Revelation 5:8, when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Please understand this. Please have this picture in your mind, that no prayer that we ever, ever pray has been forgotten by the Lord. He has retained all those, and they are put into these censers filled with incense, and that is wafting in the nostrils of our Heavenly Father all the time. So the significance of some of the impact that we had while we were there is directly related to your all's faithfulness in praying for us. Know and understand that the things you pray, the things you bring to the Lord Jesus, are wafting in the nostrils of our Heavenly Father all the time. He breathes in the prayers of the saints.